Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Oh, my word, yes. That haunted me for quite a while. Because, you know, Katie clashed with me more than anyone, not even Jean. She didn't even clash with Jean as much as she did me. And we still had the same rules and we still... And I think it was because she knew she was safe with Jean and whatnot, of course. But I think when they're clashing with us, they're saying, I know you love me no matter what. I know I can. But back to the guilt. So I'm thinking, if she's clashing with me more than anyone, it must be me. It can't be all, you know, I have got to be the problem here. And one day she was getting ready to start up with something. I don't even remember what it was, but I could just tell it was coming. And God just alerted me. You know, you're not the cause of this. Sure, I had stuff to own. I was not a perfect parent. I still am not a perfect parent. I had stuff to own, and I have owned that with her. But Katie was making these decisions on her own, blaming me for it, of course. But she had the choice. We always gave her good choices and didn't back her up against the wall and tried not to be unreasonable. She had choices, and she could have made better choices. These were her choices. And in that moment, when I believed that truth, that she's making her choices, these are not my fault, these are her choices, then I was able to get rid of the guilt. And then I was able to be a better parent because I wasn't parenting from guilt or fear. I was truly doing what was best for Katie in the confidence that God gave me as a mom.
You know, are some of these, friction that we have, I mean, that's just part of the growing pains and the leaving process, right? As kids grow up and move out. So how much is this poor choices with learning to kind of fly your wings, as you were?
Exactly. And that's part of what I talk about in the book is figure out, let's just look at the decisions my kid's making and figure out, are they a preference? Just something that maybe I wouldn't do, but there's really nothing wrong with it. And that just could be a number of things. Is it actually a foolish decision, which is kind of what we thought Katie was, considering she had no money and no job and she was moving out in total rebellion with no good attitude? You know, is it immoral or is it illegal? And I think sometimes parents just need to say, you know what, they're just going through they're making a different choice than I would to go start with, and maybe just kind of a foolish time. And I found this piece of research when I was working on the book that the frontal lobe, where the decision-making, the if-then part of your brain is developing, it doesn't develop till about age 25 or 30. Now, you know, if you're a guy, if you have a boy, that is going to be closer to 30 than 25. So our kids can't really foresee, if I do this, this is going to happen very far down the road.